We're into Andrew Kelleher as well, and thank God he's here. JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So was today or tomorrow the first of the ever grand do they pay, do they not pay days?
It's today. So
they're going to pay
today. So they have reached. I'll tell you exactly what's happening there. Although, as far as we know it, so Evergrande has been dominating the headlines this week. We did mention it earlier, but I do think this is a story that unfolds over a period of time. So let's take one of the current buzzwords, Mike, and take a deeper dive into Evergrande. So who are they? Well, they're a massive Chinese property developer. They're involved in a number of other areas now. They've got bucket loads of debt and they're struggling to make their interest payments. So in the last 24 hours, Mike, you've referred to that. Payments are due today. So it seems an agreement has been reached with some domestic or Chinese bondholders on payments that are due today. Now, there is some speculation, I can't find any confirmation about it, that interest payments were missed on Monday. But what we do know for sure is there was stock exchange filing yesterday that said issues with there's a bond maturing in 2025, those are the payments that are due today. That has been resolved via negotiations with the clearinghouse. Now, they didn't specify what would be paid or when. We can only speculate that some sort of standstill has been agreed. And there are strong indications, Mike, that Chinese authorities have assembled a team of accounting and legal experts now, potentially to investigate some sort of restructuring. But we are speculating about all sorts of things here now. So we can speculate also about the impact, and that completely depends on what actually happens. We do know that they've got an absolute mountain of onshore debt. That's debt owed to Chinese investors, and then there's offshore debt. Now, I've seen numbers around of sort of $300 billion worth of debt, $20 billion owed to offshore investors. I'd say the offshore debt ends up with a lower priority than what's owed to the locals. And that assumes, and I think the whole market is assuming now, that some sort of default does occur. Does the Chinese government step in? There's been a lot of speculation about that, possibly. But the current view, Mike, I think, is the Chinese government support would be centered on protecting individuals, people who've put deposits down on apartments, allowing those projects to be finished. Because there's a bigger picture here, Mike. It's what does it mean for the Chinese property market? Because it's been a key factor in the Chinese growth story. Now, an Evergrande managed default, I think, would change that. So you'd have to assume it would have an impact on general economic sentiment, on confidence. So you'd see a weaker property market, a less buoyant property market. But Mike, China's had a policy to try and achieve that anyway. They've had this thing called the three red line policy to try and slow the housing price growth, to crack down excessive borrowing. Xi Jinping has talked about shifting the focus on growth. So I think the Chinese authority most likely, these are my words, sort of go for a managed decomposition of Evergrande and avoiding that moral hazard of bailing it out. But critically, Mike, there's been lots of question marks. Is this a Lehman's moment? That refers to the Lehman Brothers filing for bankruptcy in September 2008, was the catalyst for a credit crunch in the US, you know, the start of the problems there. I think Evergrande could create a credit crunch in parts of the Chinese system, but the global financial system, Mike, is awash with liquidity, correct, thanks to the central bank. It makes a Lehman's moment less likely, but it does affect sentiment.
Speaking of the central bank, what did Jerome say? Did he use the word taper?
I think the word taper has been used an awful lot, and he's not talking about genes. It's all eyes. So all eyes going into on the dot plot. So this came out at 6 o'clock. So this is fresh. This is hot news. All eyes on the dot plot and language around tapering. He said officials are evenly split on what happens on 2022 rate increases. There is a moderation in bond buying may soon be warranted. Could see a taper soon. That's the market thinking. That small move in number of officials who see rate hike next year. Still pretty bullish on employment. They're forecasting 3.8% unemployment 2022, 3.5% in 2023. Inflation sitting around 2.2% over the next couple of years. And by the end of 2024, the policy rate, the Fed funds rate, will be at 1.8. So it's a slow and moderate increase in rates. And markets have responded positively to this, Mike.
Okay, what are the numbers?
Well, right before that came out, the Dow was up 372 points. It's now up just under 500 points. So 34,400 where the Dow is right now. The S&P 500, 4409, up 55 points. So these are over 1% gains, which is all good. The NASDAQ, 14,929, up 182 points, 1.24%. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 7083, up 100. The Nikkei, 29639, down 200. Shanghai Composite, 3628, up 15. The ASX 200 gained 23 yesterday, 7296. The NZX 50 gained 39 yesterday, 13,215 on the currencies. one Kiwi dollar, 0.7044 US, 0.9672 Aussie, 0.5988 euro, 0.5142 pounds, 76.95 yen. Gold, $1,776.04. And Brent crude, still pretty strong actually, Mike, $75.85.
Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz. You don't get any better than him.